international donors agree that they need to speed up the allocation of money to rebuild Iraq, but they say that the daily violence there is a huge obstacle to the disbursement of funds and to the implementation of reconstruction programs. A two-day meeting of Iraq's donor nations wrapped up in Japan today. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from Tokyo.
The two-day meeting was the first of donor countries since sovereignty was handed over to the interim Iraqi government in June. It brought together 55 countries and organizations, including some which opposed the US-led war. Iraqi delegates urged donors to live up to promises of funding of reconstruction, saying that was the best way to fight extremism and terrorism. Talks focused on how to make use of funds held in trust by the United Nations and the World Bank, totaling about $1 billion, nearly half of it from the host of the conference, Japan. Joseph Saber is World Bank Country Director for Iraq.
Of that sum, of that $1 billion, all of it has been what we call allocated, or perhaps more commonly programmed, which means it has been assigned to very specific projects with specific price tags, and that these projects are all in one stage or another of implementation, though frankly it's quite early.
At the first donor conference in Madrid last year, $32 billion were pledged. Only $2 billion of that has been dispersed so far. The $1 billion held by the World Bank and discussed today, and another $1 billion or so by the United States. Delegates today said much of the rest is made up of bilateral pledges from individual countries, some in the form of concessionary loans and export credits, which would not necessarily be drawn on by Iraq immediately. Of the $1 billion being discussed today, World Bank officials admitted only $20 million, or 2% of it, had been spent so far on projects on the ground in Iraq. Despite the problems of reconstruction, though, Iraqi Planning Minister Mehdi Al-Hafed was firm on one point, that the Iraqi elections would still go ahead as planned in January.
We are committed to undertake the election on time. There will be no exclusion of any part of the country. We are committed to an inclusive, comprehensive election in all parts of the country, and we hope this will be a major step forward.
Al-Hafed said he didn't want to underestimate the insecurity in Iraq, but he insisted much of the country is stable, and reconstruction in those areas could begin. Other delegates were much less optimistic, admitting that instability on the ground was still the major factor in the lack of money being spent on reconstruction until now. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Tokyo.